We want to ask you now about another matter which you're involved with, and I don't think Canadians are hearing much about it, but I think I mentioned at the top, Noam Chomsky, Roger Waters, and others have been raising the issue of the Israeli military recruiting citizens of other countries to join their army. And actually, I don't know any country in the world where that isn't actually probably illegal. You want to talk about this?
Yeah. Well, it is pretty illegal in most countries. They don't want you recruiting. And we've heard stories about the Islamic State and al-Nusra recruiting in Canada and Britain, and people are getting in trouble for that. But they seem to turn a blind eye. And in Canada, since the Spanish Civil War, we've had a law on the books which makes it a crime to enroll people from Canada to go and serve in a foreign army. And this is it's absolutely forbidden. And the only exception is a country which recruits its own nationals who are not Canadians. In other words, people have to do their national service, they can recruit them as long as they're not Canadians. Now, it's simple. Now, what happens in Canada is that this has been going on since 1947, and Canadians were involved in the expulsion of the Palestinians when they completed the colonization of Palestine. But in recent years, it's being done by the Israeli consulate, and our evidence is it's been done by the Israeli consular officials in Toronto. Consular officials do not have immunity to criminal prosecution like ambassadors do. Now, they put up ads, they invite people to contact them to do their service. And they always put it in a way like, if you haven't done your service, or if you're interested in serving, that's clear. It's not just Israeli who have to do their service. It's other people who want to join. And there's a long history of lone soldiers and support of lone soldiers. And let's just not pretend it's not just Israelis, because on June 16th, 2020, the Canadian ambassador in Tel Aviv held a celebration and publicized it of celebrating Canadians serving in the IDF. Now, the figures are somewhere between, they say 238 in 2017. Other figures say that the lone soldiers in Israel are 7,000, of which 9% are Canadians, which is what, 650 or something like that, mm-hmm. 630. So there's very little doubt Canadians are serving there in significant numbers. And it's being organized through the consulate. And they had an Israeli soldier come and speak in 2019 at a school which is called Chat Tenenbaum, a very prominent Israeli Jewish confessional school in Toronto. And he spoke about.
Can I ask you about that? Has the Israeli consul commented on the matter?
No. Since we sent a letter on October 19th to David Lametti, the Minister of Justice, and questions were asked by Marie Vastel, and it was publicized in Le Devoir, the whole big article in Le Devoir in Montreal in French. And then the next day, she questioned Mr. Lametti at a press conference, and he said, Israeli diplomats have to respect the law, and this is the police job, and police and prosecutor's job. But since that time, we have not been attacked by the Israeli consulate or by the prominent Zionist organizations in Canada. So we think that we are on a right track on this point, and that there's a lot of potential on this.
And on that, let me just say, by the way, am I right that it is justpeaceadvocates.ca? Or is that a place where one gets more information on this?
Yes, it's on the Just Peace Advocates website. PADJU is involved, Palestine's Jewish United, and also the Canadian Foreign Policy Institute is involved in this. So it's a three-way organization, and we intend to increase our investigations. We've sent this to the RCMP, who have acknowledged reception of our complaint, and we can hope the RCMP will do something. Some people are not too sure about their political orientation, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. We intend to increase our investigations. There's a school in Toronto called B'nai Akiva, I think it's called, which has on its website a list of 109 or 107 names of people, of alumni who've served in the Israeli Defense Forces. So we've clearly hit a nerve in Canadian and society, and probably in Quebec also, though we don't have all the information. And we want to do more investigation of this, and we want to study this phenomenon.
So, and
academically,
that's a Just Peace.
It's a team of Just Peace Advocates and Just Peace Advocates and PADJU and Canadian Foreign Policy Institute. Yeah. We want to do more information. And if people who are listening to this have concrete information, please contact us, because obviously I'm not involved in confessional organizations, but we know the United Jewish Appeal had a webinar on June 4th last year. It's on their website, and I have the documentation about joining the IDF. I haven't seen the webinar, but these are all issues which have to be investigated and to be sure whether it's true or not, because obviously evidence is required. We know that we have to provide evidence.
Of course. We're speaking to John Philpott, who is one of the first to be, this is sort of a new phenomenon, international law, which has become more and more prominent. It's actually a kind of a new expression. John has practiced at The Hague and, of course, at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. Last point on that, John, it is a fact that Canada has prosecuted people for joining armies abroad, right?
Yeah, it's they've done it.
With the Spanish Civil War, I remember the term that they had there was premature anti-fascist. They were guilty.
Right.
Of Spain.
Well, they've accused people of joining the Islamic State or Al Nusra, and I had some clients personally. I can't mention their names, of course, who were arrested in the airport in Montreal because they tracked them. CSIS had tracked them and knew they were going to fight young people who were somehow.
Very distinctly, when they tore apart Yugoslavia, there were people in Canada, they were on the front pages of the Toronto Sun and then other papers. They said, well, this young gentleman from, he's a Croatian, he's going, this young man who's a Serb, he's going. And I immediately thought, well, they shouldn't be doing this. It's not appropriate for Canada to be encouraging young people of any ethnic group or whatever the motivation to be going abroad to get into armies. But anyhow, I'm really glad the subject came up and it's being addressed. And the organization, it's Just Peace Advocates, right?
Yes. Thank you, Phil.
Justpeaceadvocates.ca.